This is Dabu 7, and we've got Trump, the Gentile Messiah, making more threats here. And of course, it's all deflecting away from getting the truth out of what we want with Epstein and everything. Every story that they could pull out, anything that they could do to deflect away from that and to sweep it under the rug. So we have him now pointing the finger at Baltimore, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and threatening them, saying he's going to send in federal troops, and they're going to come in, they're going to do what those cities are not doing. Now, this is black magic at its finest, okay? Some of these aspects need to happen, just like Homan and his strike teams. They're rounding up murderers and rapists and things like that. They need rounded up. They need to go. But on the other side of the coin, those same strike teams are going to be used against everyday people if this place is ever locked back down. I don't know, for let's say a real pandemic. Okay? So you need to open your eyes and see what's happening right in front of your eyes. With the whole southern border now militarized and clamped down, locked down, that's going to be a whole nother distraction in real time war for the first time on our southern border, on our soil. Hasn't even gone into action yet. They haven't even played that card yet. Okay? So, Trump is now saying they're going to send these troops into these other cities, which some of these cities do need cleaned up. But that's where you need not be small-minded and stop there thinking about this. You need to see the larger picture. There is a reason in the Constitution and in other places they put things like the Posse Comitatus Act in there, where troops and police cannot be federalized and used against people. If you care. Okay? He's not allowed to do in other states what he gets away with in D.C. This is an illusion being pulled on the masses in real time. Again, black magic. MAGA black magic at its finest here. Right? This is the same base that said, we don't want a blockchain. We don't want a blockchain. We don't want a CBDC. And complained about it. He wrote with his magic pen an executive order and said, no CBDC. Gave it to him like a dog to a bone to chew on. And with the other hand, he gave him blockchain. He gave him the Trump coin and they bought it. That's the black magic. Or it's complete stupidity. You pick. Okay? Either way, it's in full effect, and that's a prime example of it. This is another. Yes, troops, whoever, police, need to help people in everyday life in these cities. Yes, crime is out of control in all these places. But it seems like some of these things are almost a staged event, like the whole big balls getting beat up thing, so they could clamp down on D.C. You never cared before about anyone getting stabbed, raped, shot, Seth Riched in D.C.? Never. But see, D.C. is a federal district. It's not a state. The governors hold the power in every state when it comes to the troops, so that you know how the law sits. The only way in the end that he can ever circumvent any governor in their power is to declare absolute insurrection in a city where he cannot conduct and issue his laws of the United States of America and all this, which I put nothing past these guys at this point. But this is a warning. You cannot sit there cheering on the clampdown and all these things that could strip our freedoms and go against everyday people just because you think the other side is all Dems or bad and this and that. You need to get out of the political spectrum, this left-right paradigm that you've been sucked into. You need to snap out of the MAGA spell, because when troops start getting sent to every city all over the place, used against the people, it's everything we ever warned you about. Does anybody care? Okay, Jade Helm in full effect on the border, straight up, camps built, not even being used to house any of these migrants. They're being shipped straight out of here and into other countries. He wants to do the same thing with people that don't like him. Remember, this is a Trump that just completely turned on his base, and he fractured his base because he said, look, if you want to care about Epstein and all that, the heck with you, the hell with you. People that are smart and wise, they felt like it was a smack in the face, and they jumped ship. Wisely, because you don't need to be on this. Look what they're doing with ICE. They're trying to convince all these people out there, because there's no jobs anywhere, go join ICE We'll take in all 80,000 of you. And what are you doing? You're going to join the feds. People are getting used and led around here with this black magic, large scale, and that's the biggest thing here. And most of them don't even realize what it is, that they're under it and influenced by it. But it's real. Real deal. And the longer that they sit there and ignore it, the more it's working. We're here to break that spell and to snap people out of it. But it takes more than a couple minutes. It takes really wanting to do it. And seeing what's going on around us, being real about it. Now join me for the live streams where I can talk about this in greater detail. You know, Trump's trying to throw out an ultimatum to all these cities that if they don't do it, he's going to send the people in. And this is in court right now. The whole thing, Gavin Newsom, love him and hate him, love him or hate him, the whole issue there with sending the troops in June is being fought in court, and we could get an answer anytime. So, again, join me for the live streams where I got more updates and stuff on this. I hope to see you guys there. Much love.